Last week, we started Adayin Olam, and we explained that a kavana that a person could have at the beginning of Adayin Olam is that although Adayin is Adnos is Lashon of Din, like the Mashal says, but the idea is to learn from Avram Avinu, who was Misak and Shachris, that really all the Anhagas of Hashem are really Taiv. The Panemius of Din is really Taiv, and it's all Hashem Havaya, it's all chesed. And when a person does that, he's zoicha telikei Avram be'ezrei, just like the Gemara says, someone who's kaveh makom l'tfilasa, it's the same idea. He's zoicha telikei Avram be'ezrei, and that means that he skips over the din, and he's zoicha to the pure chesed shebechesed, the straight chesed of Hashem. And with this, we explained the Matei Moshe. The Matei Moshe says that a person who brings down from ge'oinim, that a person who's mechaven at the beginning of Adayin Olam, his tefillah is answered, and the din doesn't stop his tefillah, and his enemies are noivlim lefanof, and these ideas are all a segula of this concept of tapping into the midas hachesed, because a person realizes that even the din, everything that he sees is really toiv, is really midas hachesed. This week, I would like to continue in this, not to really go further in Adayin Olam, but to discuss an idea, the one late last thing that the Matei Moshe said. Oh, striking out on the snow, eh? The Matei Moshe continues and says that there's a fifth segula that a person is zeicha to if he's mechaven the beginning of Adayin Olam. For last week, he said four things, and he says like this. V'yesh oimrim, some say that if a person is mechaven at the beginning of Adayin Olam, v'yesh oimrim, some say, a very interesting thing. Af, shalom aleichem. V'yesh oimrim, some say that if a person is mechaven at the beginning of Adayin Olam, af yetzer hara mashlem itoy, the Yetzer Hara will sort of make shalom with him, will make peace with the person. V'alav Omar Shloima HaMelech, Olav HaShalom, and on such a person, Shloima HaMelech says in Mishlei, B'ritzois Hashem Darche Yish, when Hashem has Ratzin in the man's way, Gam Oivov Yashlem Itoy, even his enemies, meaning, which is referring here to the Yetzer Hara, will Yashlem, Lashon of Shalom, will make peace with the person. So obviously, what does this mean, that the Yetzer Hara makes peace with a person? As far as we're concerned, he's our big enemy. What does it mean that the Yetzer Hara makes peace with us? And also, what does it mean, of course, that when a person is mechaven at the beginning of Adayin Olam, so he'll be zeichet that the Yetzer Hara will make peace. What's the connection between mechaven at the beginning of Adayin Olam to this idea? And I'd like to explore this topic tonight, and hopefully this will actually lead us into the next, not tonight, but maybe in the next week, into the stepping stone to the next part of Adayin Olam. So I'm going to try to explore a little bit the topic of the Yetzer Hara. What exactly Yetzer Hara is? A little understand the Yetzer Hara. So the Gemara in Bracha says, and Daf and Dalet, I've told you, we learned this not long ago, says, V'ahavtas Hashem aleikecha b'chol levavcha. Right, we say in Shema, V'ahavtas Hashem aleikecha b'chol levavcha. So the Gemara over there dashes, b'chol levavcha means b'shnei yitzrecha. Person shall love Hashem with his two yetzers, b'yetzer toiv or b'yetzer hara. That I think some explained that levavcha is two bases. Levav is referring to the two hearts, not lev, but levav. Two person has two hearts, is the yetzer toiv and the yetzer hara, and a person is supposed to love Hashem with both his hearts. Now, obviously, this needs to be understood. What does it mean? How is it possible for a person to serve Hashem with his Yetzer Hara? What does that mean? So, the Vilna Gaon in Imrei Noam on this Gemara explains, but just to give a hakdama before what he says, there's a concept, some Svarim talk about, the Vilna Gaon talks about this and others, that there's two types of Yetzer Haras. Two types. One is, some call it external, and the internal. That means that externally, outside of the person, there's some type of, I don't know if it's a malach or whatever it is, there's a yetzer that tries to convince and entice a person to do the wrong thing. But it's external from the person. It's not the person. There's some external force called the Yetzer Hara that some Svarim call it a koyach ruchni. It's a koyach ruchni that tries to get a person to do the wrong thing. That's one type of Yetzer Hara. But there's another type of Yetzer Hara that the Svarim talk about, and that's an internal Yetzer Hara. That means the nature of a person itself is Yetzer Hara. That means that we are born with a physical essence. Part of us is physical. And we're drawn. We have physical desires. We desire physical things. And those things could bring us to the wrong places. And that itself, the Svarim say, is also called Yetzer Hara. Interesting thing. That's also called Yetzer Hara. And the question is, we have to understand, why is that called Yetzer Hara? I mean, just because we're physical, why is that who we are, part of us, our heart, which desires physicality, why is that called Yetzer Hara? Bishlema, the external Yetzer Hara, is trying to get us to do the wrong thing, and why is this called Yetzer Hara? So, to understand this, we just have to back up and say, what exactly does the word toiv and ra mean? The ra is the opposite, obviously, of toiv. What is toiv? So toiv, you would say, is sort of relative. For what toiv for me is, what's toiv? Every person is a different person. Everyone has a different definition of what toiv is. But what is the true meaning of toiv? What does the Torah say toiv is? What does the Hashem say? How does Hashem describe toiv? What is the essence of toiv? What is toiv? How do we define toiv? So, and with that, we'll understand what's ra. So, the Maseilas Yesharim famously in his first parak says, "Ukishtishtakel oyd badover ter." If you look into this, you'll see ki hashlemos ha'amiti, the true shlemos, who rakat dveikus by yisbarach, is being dovek and close to Hashem. Like David HaMelech says, "Vani kirves elikim, kirves Hashem, being close to Hashem, li toif." It's good. And he says like this: "Ki rak ze hu hatoif." What is really called good? And the Torah's, what Hashem calls, what Hashem says in the Torah, what's defined as good? What's good, toiv, is being close to Hashem. That's what toiv is. And then he says, v'chol zulas ha-shiyachshavu b'nei adam toiv. What other people say is good, it's not really true. Ein el hevel shavnis, it's not really toiv. The one thing that's really toiv is closeness to Hashem. And then, so with this we can understand why the Yetzer toiv, why we call the Yetzer Toiv and Yetzer Hara, we call him Yetzer Toiv. Because the essence of what the Yetzer Toiv is, he's trying to get us closer to Hashem. Ra, what's the definition of Ra according to this? What defines Ra is anything that takes us a little bit further away from Hashem, even if it's a little bit, that's Ra. It's all about close to Hashem, further away from Hashem. That's the definition of Toiv and Ra. And since the Yetzer Hara is all about trying to get us a little further away from Hashem, so he's called Ra, he's called the Yetzer Hara. With this, we can understand why even the internal Yetzer is also called Yetzer Ra. Because like the Maseilas Yesharim himself continues on to say, that Hashem put us in a physical world, and he calls it Hataivos HaChomrios, the physical desires that we're in, the world that we're in. He says, Asherem Yimoshech Achareim, if a person is drawn after them and follows them, slowly he's going further and further away from the true good, from the true toiv. So we're in a balance. We're in a world that's a physical world. And if we just autopilot, go after our physical desires, then we're going further away from Hashem. So that's why even the Yetzer Bifnim is even called the Yetzer Ra. So, says the Vilna Gaon like this. What does it mean to serve Hashem? To love Hashem, to serve Hashem with the Yetzer Hara and Yetzer Toiv. That means, he says like this, the Yetzer Toiv in the person does not want to do anything involved with physicality. If it would be up to the Yetzer, if we would just have a Yetzer Toiv, we wouldn't eat. We would just go without eating. The world, anything physical, we wouldn't do. We have no interest. And we would actually, the world cannot exist like that, right? We're in the physical world. We need to be involved in this world, in the physical world. So we need to have the Yetzer Hara. He's calling it the Yetzer Hara because that's the inside of us, the physical desire that tries to be involved with, to enjoy this world. So we need that. So what's our job is, so we need to be involved with the Yetzer Hara. We need to follow our desires. But The idea is of serving Hashem with our heart on a simple level, says the Vilna Gaon, is to, when we're doing what we need to do in this world, is to have in mind why we're doing it. I'm doing it not because I want to enjoy the steak. I'm doing it because now I'll have energy to do a mitzvah. Now I'll have energy to serve Hashem. That's what it means on a simple level to serve Hashem with the Yetzirah. So there's actually a beautiful idea. The Siach Yitzchak, based on this Vilna Gaon, he says that we say in Birchas HaShachar, the Hirotzen, we say, we daven to Hashem, ve'al tashlet bonu yetzahara. We daven to Hashem that the yetzahara shouldn't dominate over us. And a few words later, we say, seemingly like repetitive, ve'choyfes yitzreinu l'hishtabed loch. And you should force our yetzahara to be subservient to you. What are these two things? We just daven about to be saved from the Yetzirah. Ve'al tashlit bonu Yetzirah, that the Yetzirah shouldn't dominate over us. And then we say again, v'choyfetz Yetzirah, to force the Yetzirah to be subservient to you. What are these two things? So based on this, he says that these two things are correspondent to these two Yetziraharas. The first one is the Yetzirah on the outside, the Yetzirah haruchni. So there, he's trying to get us to do all the well, everything, right, to get us far away from Hashem. So on that we say, v'al tashlet bonu yetzirah. We dive into Hashem to say, he shouldn't dominate over us. The second one is referring to the yetzir mibifnim, who we are, right? That we're being involved in the physical world. That we say, v'choif, to force the yetzir to be subservient to Hashem's will. That we're davening to Hashem, that when we do what we do in this world, we should be doing it for the right purpose. That's forcing the yetzir to be Meshuvah to Hashem. And this is a beautiful explanation, the way he explains
it.
V'choyf es Yitzreinu, to force the Yetzer. In Berach Sashachah, the Hirotzen, after I'm Avashen. Yeah, so first we say, Tashal Bani Yetzera, and then we say a few lines later, V'choyf es Yitzreinu. What are these two things? Okay. So the truth is that this idea of serving Hashem with the Yetzirah goes further than this. Okay, and that is like this. There's a fascinating Ben Yahyah that I would like to share with the Ilam. Ben Yahyah is in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin says, "In Paga b'cha menuvel zeh, if this menuvel, the Yetzirah, comes and confronts a person, what should a person do? A person is dealing with the Yetzirah, what should you do? Mashcheyo lebeis medrash. Drag him in to the beis medrash. The obvious question is, why in the world would you bring him in? You should say, maybe run to the base manager, run away from him. Why would you bring him in? That's what. So he says, I'll read his, he says, beautiful. He brings down a Zayar HaKadosh, and Pasha has told us, Shol Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda, Im Yetzer Hara L'Asad Yispatel Man Olam. Is the Yetzer going to be in totally void? L'Asad Lavi. No, I'm Abba. Well, Amar Loi, Itzrich Yetzirah la'olam kemitur la'olam. The Yetzirah in this world is needed, just like rain is needed for the world. Dilmola Yetzirah, without the Yetzirah, ched v'sod d'shmaitzah lo'y lahave. You can't enjoy a sugya, you can't have a geshmak in learning without the Yetzirah. Therefore, he says that there's going to be some level of Yetzirah la'os lahave. This is the Zohar Kadosh. So based on this type of idea, I want to read to you the way he explains. Okay, so listen to the way the Ben Yada takes it. There's different levels of going with this. He goes on a lower level. He says like this. He says, based on this, we could say like this. The Yetzirah is coming, wants to get the guy to do something wrong. Bechemda, with the midah of chemda, or kina, jealousy, the taiva gashmas, physical pleasure. Don't throw him away entirely. Rather, mishoich oisei lebeis medrash, bring him in, leishtamish boy bedover toif. Use him for a good thing. So he's talking about being in a beis medrash. So his example is like this. Shesham yilcha kinam elaim de taira. You can be in the beis medrash, all the guys saying a good idea, you know, ooh, you're going to be jealous. Right? So you're going to want to also learn well. V'chemda, v'taiva, you're going to have an urge, a physical urge, l'hazber svar, to say a good pshat. V'lasis chidushe tayra, to say a good chidesh, say something good. That's going to ultimately will bring him to have, enjoy his learning. When something, let's say, people are sitting around in the Bais Medrash trying to understand Gemara. Everyone in the Bais Medrash can't understand the Pshat in this Taisus. No one can understand it. Oh, and you come along. You're Zaycha to explain it good. Well, and to decipher what Taisus means. How geshmak will be for you that you'll be able to say Pshat. See, it's a very interesting thing. He's saying that a person could take those physical desires, chemda, taiva, and use it, mesheil the Bais Medrash, bring it for ruchnius. Use our physical desires that are could be led to bring us further away from Hashem, and use them, channel them. It might not be totally l'shma, but that's mitaych shalai l'shma b'alshma. But a person, the bottom line is, could use them for taif, could use them for the good. That's what he said. It's a very interesting thing I saw. The Michtav Malayo, Reb Dessler and Chela Gimel, on Shlema Sa'avoida, he says a very interesting thing. So I'll read his words. Isa b'svarim hakadoshim. It's brought down in svarim hakadoshim. Shehepoch milos ra. If you read the word ra, reish ayin backwards, hu er. What's that? The shayrish of er is pirish his oirus, inspiration. Kishahayfech es hara, when a person goes back, is mahapach, the ra, will his oirus, to be inspired, lasias toif, to do good, you take the ra, and your mahapach, you go take it back, you flip it back, to inspire you, to do mitzvahs, comes out, nimsa comes out, sheinu ra klal, elatoiv legamri. You were turning the ra into taif. The ra now is not ra. It's not leading us in a bad. It's not taking us further away. What's ra? Distance from Hashem. This yetzer, this chemda, the kinna that a person has, really has the very potentially could bring us further away. What we do is we channel it for the good, and that could we that inspires us to do good, and that way it, we're flipping it around and making it from ra into taif. So who's the, if we would want to say, who's the quintessential example of this mida of being mehapach the tov l'ra, being serving loving Hashem with the, both the yitzharim. Mm-hmm. Oh, so the pasuk says like this. I would like to share with the olam a bala turim. The pasuk says v'ahavta, the pasuk we started off with v'ahavta Hashem alekecha. So the Baal HaTurim, he says, beautiful. He says like this, V'ohafta, the words V'ohafta, if you scramble the letters, you get Ha'avos. You get our forefathers. And he says like this, the three things, B'chol Levavcha, loving Hashem, B'chol Levavcha, B'chol Nafshecha, B'chol Me'edecha, are correspondent to the three Avos. And this is what he says, is for most of it, is based on the Sefri. He says like this, says the Baal HaTurim, B'chol levavcha ka'avrom, like Avrom. Shenemar boy, that it said about Avrom, umatzasa es levavoy. Levavoy is the two bases, both of his hearts. Right? Umatzasa es levavoy. Hashem found his heart, a neman to Hashem. B'chol nafshecha ki yitzchok, shemasar nafshe, like Kodesh Baruch Hu. He loved Hashem with his nefesh, he gave up his, ready to give up his life. B'chol mo'idecha, all a person's, and one explanation is person's assets. Ki Yaakov d'chsiv bei v'chol asher titin li aser asrenu lach. So he's giving a ma'aser tasha. So we see from here that this idea of a haftas Hashem alakacha b'chol levavcha is which is b'shnei yitzracha, like the Gemara in Bracha says, we learn from Avraham Avinu. And this Baal HaTurim, if you look at the Sefri inside, the Sefri adds one more piece. And the Girsus HaGro on the Sefri is like this. B'chol levavcha, aveyu b'chol levavcha. Love Hashem with your whole, with b'chol levavcha. Ka'avrom avinu, shenemar avrom oyavi. That it's said about Avrom, that Hashem, that Avrom who loves Hashem. Hashem, Avrom loves Hashem. Ve'oimran, it also says, like the Pasuk, umatzasas levavoy nemal fanecha. It's an interesting thing because all the Avos loved Hashem. What's specific that Avram is Oyavi? And the truth is, if you think about it, this idea of serving Hashem with the Yetzirah is really a core difference between serving Hashem with Ava versus Yira. Yira, what's Yira? Yira is, we know, is connected to the Midah of Gvura. Yitzchak Avinu's Yira is Gvura. Ezeu Gibar, HaKoivish es Yitzray. The Midah of Yira of Gvura is to be Koivish, to go against. I want to do, I have a chemda, taiva, akina to do something. To overcome that, to go over it, and to not go based on that, is Yira. Ava is the opposite. It's not to overcome my Yetzer, but it's to serve Hashem with my Yetzer. That's Ava. Ava is to not to be Kavish the Yetzer, but to take the Yetzer and bring him along to Avodas Hashem. That's the difference between Ava and Yira. So that's why Avram Avinu is Avram Oyavi, says the Sifri. Because that's the idea of serving Hashem b'chol levavcha. With this, we could understand the idea of have peace with the Yetzer Tahar. We started off, there's an idea of coming in peace with the Yetzer Har. What does that mean? So, there's a Yerushalmi in Saita, Parak Hamishi Halacha Hei. So I'm just going to take a snippet out of the Yerushalmi. It says like this. Avram also Yetzer Ra Toiv. Avram Avinu made Yetzer Hara Toiv. Umatzoses levavay nema lefanecha, right? Like the Pnei Moshe explains, levavay is shtei libois. The af yetzahara shaloi hetzirei lemotav. Even if it was yetzahara, he channeled for the good. But then it goes further. Amar ba'acha, higher level. V'hifshir imay. Like the pasuk says, v'choris imay habris. Avram Avinu was hifshir. Hifshir is a lashon of pshara. He made a pshara, says the Pnei Moshe. Also, pshara v'shalom imay with the Yetzahara. Karban Eidah says a beautiful thing. He says like this: v'hifshir imay. Also, imay pshara. He made with the Yetzahara a pshara, an agreement. Kiloimar. What does this mean to make an agreement? Al yideya hergol b'tayif. Through being accustomed to doing with the Yetzer good things, nitzstanem Yitzray. His Yetzer is sort of got cooled down. Until it got lukewarm. I mean, it wasn't hot. Right? Pshara is a lashon of poishrim. Mayim poishrim is warm. It's not cold, not hot. When you make a pshara, the middle of the road, right? You made a pshara because by doing, we're using the Yetzer Tov, using the Yetzer Hara for good things over time, over Harigal, could literally take the Yetzer Hara and calm him down and make him on path, make pshara, make shalom with the Yetzer Hara. Through doing this, a person could reach such a madriga. So we see that this is the idea of part of the idea of making shalom with the Yetzirah. When a person takes the Yetzirah and he uses it, channels it for good, over time, a person could make shalom with the And the truth is, they say that mitayich shaloi lishma balishma, when a person does, right, like it says, you bring him into the base medrash, it's over time the Yetzirah comes on board. I'd like to understand, just to go one step further tonight and understand what exactly this has to do. Why specifically Avram? Why is Avram Avinu teaching this lesson to Klal Yisrael? Why is he bringing out this Midah into the world? So, like this, the Medrash says, I don't have the Medrash in front of me, the Medrash has a few different places. It says when Hashem created the world, Vayar lekim es kol asher asa, v'hine toiv mo'id. The world was very good. Vayar v'yvaker yom hashishi. So the Medrash says a very cryptic statement. Toiv ze yetzer hatoiv. Toiv is the yetzer toiv. Mo'id, very good. Mo'id ze yetzer hara. That's the yetzer hara. So what does this mean? What does it mean? What was the meaning of this? So, does it mean that the Yetzer Hara is better than the Yetzer Tov? And why would the Yetzer Hara be better? What does it mean? What does it mean that he's good? So, just tonight, I'd just like to share with the Olam of Vilna Gaon in Yahal Or. He says like this. He says, what's the difference between Toiv and Toiv Ma'id? He says, when something's Toiv, it's good. That doesn't mean that there's not parts of it that are not good. You can have 90% good, 10% not so good. But since you look at it in a general picture, so it's good, right? Things that are good are not always perfect. They're good. Because generally speaking, if you add them all up, it's a good thing. That's Toiv. When you say Toiv Ma'id, that means that everything, it's very good. That means there's nothing bad. That's the notion of Toiv Ma'id. That's what he says. So he goes along to say like this. He says, this world, B'chlal HaBriya, L'chair, there's things that are Ra, right? Right? Things that pull us away from Hashem. And yet, the Torah says, Toiv Ma'id. Toiv Ma'id. But I thought there are things that are Ra. That's what we're being taught over here. That the Yetzer Ra is really Toiv. Because otherwise, that's what it means. Toiv is Yetzer, Toiv Ma'id. Not necessarily are we saying that the Yetzer Toiv is better. But by saying Ma'id, we're saying on the thing that you thought that might be Ra, no, Toiv Ma'id, it's very good, meaning everything is good. That means, you see from here that even the Yetzer Ra, even the Yetzer Ra is Toiv. And the idea is, like what we're saying, like Reb Dessler says, right, when we use the Yetzer Ra for Toiv, what does he say? Nimtza she'enoi Ra klal. The Yetzer Ra, which we thought is Ra, is not Ra klal. Ella Toiv legamri. He's totally good. So what we think is Ra in the world is not really Ra. It could be Ra, but it's not really. It's when we use the Ra for the right way, then it's Nimtza comes out. When we are Mahapachit, and we use it for his oirus, air, we use it for his oirus for Toiv, then Nimtza ain't Ra, Ella Toiv legamri. It's really good. And that's the message of Ma'id, is teaching us that really what you think, what we see in the world as Ra, and if we in a deeper sense, is really Toiv. It's Toiv Ma'id. It's really everything in the world is good. I think this is why Avram Avinu was trying to bring this out in the world. Avram Avinu, like we learned last week, was saying that Hashem's Hanhaga is all Toiv, is all Chesed. And even things, the Hanhaga of Din, and even things that you see as not Chesed, it's B'pnimis is really, in essence, is really Toiv. That's what Avram Avinu was teaching. Perhaps Avram Avinu was trying to bring this message out even in things, everything in the world. Everything Hashem, kol ma davar rachman latav, and everything is Toiv. Everything is a giloy of Hashem's Toiv. So Avram Avinu wanted to show that even what you think is Ra is really Toiv. What do we think is Ra? The things that bring us far away from Hashem. Now, in a person, right, the whole world, we spoke a different week, that the person is an Olam Katan, it's a microcosm of everything in the Bria, everything in the world. There's Toiv and Ra in the world, and everything is zoomed in to the person. What's the Ra in us? That's the Yetzer Ra, that's inside of us, the physical, the aspect, that what, right? That's the Ra. What he did was showing that this Ra that you think is Ra is not really Ra. Everything in essence truly is Toiv. That's why Avram Avinu specifically was the one who has brought this lesson to the world, that what you think, everything is really Toiv in the world, and what you think is Ra is really Toiv Ma'id, is really, everything is really very good. There's nothing that's not, and that's why he, in his life, was showing this by using the physical for the good and making Shalom and bringing out the Toiv in what we think is Ra. He was showing that everything in the world is Toiv. And could be this is what the idea of the Matei Moshe from the Gaonim, that when a person has in mind, in the beginning of Adon Olam, has Kavana, in the beginning of Adon Olam, he's realizing that there's nothing that's really Ra. Everything is Toiv. And even inside of us, the things that we think are Ra, what they think these things are bringing us further away from Hashem, so they're Ra, they're not really Ra. They could really be flipped around and inspire us for Toiv. And then, they're in essence, they are good. And through that, if a person is Mechavan to that, then a person is zeicha taka to this idea that the Yetzer Hara is mashal mimai. The Yetzer Hara comes around and this high, this madrega of becoming one and making peace with the person. Shukah.